Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 9, our air date Thursday, February 27th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by
Butter Pete,
who has still kept me in the house. I'm surprised and grateful. We also have with us tonight very, very special guest coming to us all the way from Colorado, Tim Meegan Jr. from Tim Meegan Jr. and the 105s. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. And to start things off, and other bands, please take note. Tim hit us up with some really cool swag before the show, sent us an album that we're going to be talking about tonight, as well as one that he recorded himself earlier. As we get through the show, you'll hear a lot more about Race Against Time, which will be released tomorrow. This show airing on February 27th. On the 28th, Tim and the band have an album release party there in Colorado Springs. We'll talk a little more about that. But Tim, tell us a little bit. I really would like to know how you describe your sound, because to me, it is very soulful country.
Man, that's a tough one. I don't, you know, I think people label me as country right away, like, because I think some of the artists that inspired me, but, you know, I think what people don't realize is, like, I have a big genre of music that I, different genres of music that I really, really love and I pull from. So I never try to get too much into, like, hey, this is what I am, you know, like, I'm a country act. Like, you know, I never try to say that. I like to tell people that, like, I like to write truth in everything that I do.
Love that.
And so, you know, other than one song that I've, all songs are true. One song is made up with elements of truth. And so I just try to tell people, like, I try to, I write truth about things.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you say that too, because we pride ourselves in the artists that we have on the show, that everybody has their own sound, their own genre, if you will. Yeah. And yours is certainly as defined as we've had, and just absolutely love it. I hear little elements of things as I'm listening to your music, but it is you. It is very, very unique.
Well, I appreciate that. That means the world to me.
How did you get into music? What's what kind of got you started?
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Always been a fan of music. You know, my dad was a musician, nothing other than like bar gigs around town kind of thing. But, so it was always being pumped to me, but I never did anything with it. Like, you know, I learned probably a couple of guitar licks as a teenager and like, I just never did anything. But, about 5 years ago, I realized I had about 2 years left of my GI Bill. And so I was like, well, how can I use this, you know, to learn something? Like I was looking into like carpentry and welding and it just wasn't going to work with my actual work schedule and my kids and my wife. And I was like, does guitar lessons work? And they're like, yeah. And so I started taking guitar lessons and I started putting together, you know, the chords that I kind of knew a little bit and then like learning rhythm and all that. And it just sort of started coming naturally. And, you know, to be honest, my brother, went to jail for murder.
Oh no.
And, I wrote a poem about it and I put it to a song to the, like the three chords I knew at the time. And, it got spread within from my wife to her brother to a family friend. And they're like, this reminds me of a Towns Van Zandt song. And they're like, I want to record that. And so like they were out of Louisiana and they're like, we're going to come to Colorado in 3 months. Like, do you have any more songs? I was like, no, I don't. They're like, write more. And so they came to my house and I had about four, and we did that over a span of like three sessions of, and that's where the first album came from.
All right.
Wow.
Writing. And it was the only song I wrote, not telling the complete truth. Like that's the one song that's not completely true. It started with me thinking about my brother breaking out of jail. Cause I don't think he did it, but yeah. And then it was therapeutic. I just started writing the stories that I lived, and yeah.
Well, and you mentioned truth, and you know, as we were talking before we got the show kind of started, and your songs are about the truth. Right. That's very important to you, certainly. But as we read about you and some of the things that were written about you and the band, you guys have lived this. The songs, yeah. When you're talking about songs that are about the truth, these are your real experiences.
Yes.
And that, I'm sure, makes it even more genuine when you're performing this music then.
I like to think so. You know, when it comes down to it and people come up and they start asking, like, well, why'd you write this or whatever? Like, well, I lived it, you know?
Yeah.
I like to be able to tell them that. And
well, the first song that we've got queued up, to me, as I was listening to the music that you sent us for the program, this really tells a story, and I think kind of sets the stage for everything you've told us already. This song is called My Kind. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, usually on stage, I often introduce it as like, hey, do you like Hank Williams Jr.? Yeah. And they go, I'm like, do you like Family Tradition? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm not playing that for you. I'm going to play you my version of you know, my childhood and growing up and the things that, you know, that have, you know, been a big part of my family. Like, you know, I love them to death, but my family's crazy. And like, they burn both ends and the middle.
I'll tell you something. Both Quarter Peep and I can relate. There's no question about that.
I always edit, like, I'm like, I'm just like them. I am. But just tell us.
Well, this one will set the path for us, folks. Let's give this a listen. This is My Kind.
I'm somewhere in between. Got a lot of living I may never see. Sometimes that bottle low gets the best of me. Chicago, Illinois. Born in a trailer, bound by my name. Megans wind up all same. Dropping out of school, doing time, Cook County Jail. It's a curse you're born into in an early grave. Chicago, Illinois.
It definitely sets the tone. There's no question about that. Tim Megan Jr. and the 105's My Kind, great tune. And, you know, it strikes me that you're talking about the songwriting and just basically getting started in this, really. If you've you say it's been basically 4 years that you've really kind of taken this on, to have that kind of a unique sound and a purpose with that. It's just phenomenal. We really enjoy it.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It means the world to me.
So what is your songwriting process when you're putting pen to paper? What does this look like?
I think it's, you know, it has changed. Like when I first started, I wrote the song that it was the only song that was never true about mine, you know, but like, and then I wrote a few more songs that they're on that album. And like, I just didn't know what I was doing really. It was therapy for me. I was writing about experiences that happened in my life. And, you know, I blame my brother. I called him one day because I was the one sending him like the videos of it or whatever. I was like, hey, I wrote this and stuff. And I was like, I don't know how to write more. And he was just like, dude, the stories are there. Like, you're older, like you've lived them, like just write. And it was like, it just took him saying that that made me go like, yeah, you're right. Like I'm not making any of this up. Like I can write about a lot of things that have happened, and you know, people don't like that they're sad things or that, you know, but to me, they're more relatable to a lot of people. Instead of I'm not going to write about pickup trucks and solo cups and, you know, I'm going to write about the, you know, what I'm living or what I have lived and went through. And so like that little spark gave me like, no, I'm going to write about what I'm feeling. And so it's still the same thing. It's just, I try not to say the same message. I guess more now, I try to make it more broader, relatable to everybody.
Well, and you've lived the things that, as you say, are relatable to all of us. And you and your band are really blue collar, hard work and service oriented. And that, I think, comes through the music, certainly, but then the relatability for all of us that are listening to it. You're a veteran, correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And thank you for your service. Quarter Peep is a Marine as well. So and firefighters, service industry, you live what we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really what's coming out in the music that we're hearing.
I appreciate it. That's all I can ask. That's what I'm going for. You know,
what's interesting is that, you know, you're like me, you're a veteran, but yet we still have this niche in us to help others somehow. So you're still in the service field. I mean, things that I do, you know, I help people too.
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting because obviously we've always wanted to do something that was, it's bigger than ourselves.
Yes.
And you do that through your music. what you say is amazing. It is more than relatable.
That means the world, because like I never intended to do that, but I think what started happening was that like, oh, I see that I can give back through this and write for people that, you know, that need to hear it, or that, yes, you know, like it helps them through a bad day. Like that's the stuff I remembered, you know, being mm-hmm. in Iraq, or, you know, whatever, like a song got me through a bad day, or, you know, like that's what it does. And that's the power. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that means the world to hear that. Thank you.
Welcome. When you're putting together your songs, is it a contribution of the band as well, or is it a situation where you present it to the folks that you're working with and say, here's what I'm thinking?
I present it to them. So I usually write it by myself acoustically, quiet, no one around, and put it together. And then we have a practice session, and then it becomes like a molding of the minds. And well, we could speed it up here, we could do this. Yeah. But yeah, and then they all add their elements to it at that point.
Super, super. Well, the next one that we've got queued up is Seven Deadly Sins. Tell us a little bit of the backstory on this song.
This was a song I hid from my band for a long time. I hadn't quite finished it. I had the chorus, I had the two verses, and leading up going into Memphis, I decided to finish it because I wanted to give the band and the producer we were going to work with, like, hey, here's all the songs. Like, what do you guys think are the best? And so I wrote the final verse in it, and I showed my band one night. I just started playing it, and they're like, where the hell has that been this whole time? And my bass player especially, he was like, I like that. I like it a lot. And then I told him, you know, what I wrote about, and basically I wrote it about someone who kind of did me wrong and was very judgy. Mm-hmm. And come to find out they had a deep, dark secret in their life. And I was like, you know, you sat here and judged me all along, and like you were hiding this, and now the truth came out. So one day I was in the shower and I was just thinking about it. And like, and I was like, there's whiskey in your water. Like you're lying about drinking, you know, like kind of, it had nothing to do with drinking, but I'm like,
yeah,
you're lying
yeah.
about it.
Right.
And there's whiskey in your water and demons in your mind. And I yelled at my wife. I was like, hey, send me a text of this. And
I did. You gotta catch it when it's hot.
Yeah. I didn't want to forget it. And so, yeah, it just came up with those two lines. And so she texted to me. And then the rest of the day, I just sat there and fiddled with it and started playing it. And like when I finally had the chorus down, she came out and she was like, well, who wrote that? I was like, that's how you know it's a good one. You've heard before.
And what does she think of it now?
Well, she loves it. It's one of her favorites.
So she
knows the backstory behind it. And
yeah,
but yeah, it was, yeah, she had forgotten that she even texted me those lines, but the way I played it, you know, she came out and she was like, I like that. Who wrote that one? And I was like, that's how you know it's a good one.
Exactly. Well, let's give this a listen. This is Seven Deadly Sins.
Some may sell their soul. I guess sometimes there's a price. There's snakes in every garden, just like there's evil in the night. Will you even bother? Will you even try? Dark corner.
everyone has their vice. There's a knocking at your back door. Do you answer or run for your life? Will you even bother?
Of is like the next James Bond movie, and this is the theme song.
Our producers, he brought that up a lot. He's like, these have like movie sound. Yeah. Sound of movie. So.
Well, I love that one, and you know, it's even more interesting and has more meaning when we know the backstory too. That's really something. Tim Meaghan Jr. in the 105s, and that's Seven Deadly Sins. Great, great tune. Great tune.
Thank
you. So we talked a little bit about this at the front end of the show. You have a big night tomorrow night. Tell us what's going to be happening in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, so it's going to be our album release. I'll have the full band there, which, you know, it gets hard to get them all together for sure. But yeah, I'll have the full band. And yeah, we're going to play that entire album.
And, fantastic. And the album is Race Against Time.
Yes.
Okay. The album Race Against Time. This is going to be out at the Phil Long Music Hall at Bourbon Brothers in Colorado Springs. Show's starting 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So we will certainly put links out as we release the show, Tim. And any of our listeners out there in the area, we want them to come up, introduce themselves, tell them that they heard it here.
Come say hi.
Absolutely. Where do folks find you, Tim? If we've got some new fans that are hearing the show tonight and they want to know where they can find you, what's the best route to get to know where you're going to be?
Everything's under Tim Meaghan Jr. Music.
All right. And that's M-E-E-G-A-N for folks correct out there. So make sure you give a listen. This last one that we've got queued up, Tim, I got to tell you, is my personal favorite of the music that you've shared with us so far. This is The Weathering Storms. And I think my interpretation as I'm listening to this is that there's so much that we can do individually. You just have to be strong and get through it. Is that kind of the line that you had with this?
Yes. It is. It was one of the last songs I wrote prior to going to Memphis and really questioning whether or not we do this or not. Because, right, there's a financial side of it. There's do you believe in it yourself? Do you get your band to believe in it? Are other people going to believe in it? And, you know, I wrote the song and I got together with my bassist and I was like, hey, man, are we going to do this? We're going to go to Memphis. And I was like, I wrote this song. And he looked at it and he was just like, he's like, that's my life too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. And it's like, you know, I'm 41 years old and I started music so late. And I think it was just, I'm going to follow my heart, you know, and like I've done it through every other thing that I've done in my life, and trust my gut sort of feeling. And you have to do that. And you're going to have bad days. You're going to have storms, right? You're going to have to deal with that. And, you know, if you ride it out, you know, you'll be okay. And yeah. It was like, yeah, let's go. And, that's where the song came from, but it's, yeah, just that you, just ride it out and you learn from it, and you learn, you know, the mistakes, and you just keep pushing on and trying to figure it all out.
Well, I'm glad that you all believed in yourselves, because I cannot wait for this premiere party tomorrow. And the fans that are watching, this guy is phenomenal. Just please check him out.
And thank you for the inspiration with this too, because you know, your stories, as you mentioned, they're truth. And this, it couldn't be any more true than stick it out. And if you believe in something, make it happen. So let's give this a listen. Tim Megan Jr. and the 105s, this is Weathering Storms. Yes, that's, I'm going to wear that one out, Tim. I'm just telling you right now.
I have.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
You bet. That's phenomenal.
It was all the credit too. Like, you know, like I go in acoustically, but then they, you know, they all add their own little flavor to it. So yeah. It's not just me. It's them too.
Yeah, well,
it's amazing. And again, those who are listening, make sure you go to his website, because he has these beautiful, beautiful, and we're going to hold them up here, vinyl albums. Here's one. You have the other one.
Yes, I do. This is Tomorrow Night.
You guys need to get there, to get these online. Yeah. Yeah.
So get out there to that release party tomorrow night, too, if you're in the Colorado Springs area. It's at the Phil Long Music Hall at Bourbon Brothers in Colorado Springs, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Tim will be playing, I'm sure, everything from the album, I would guess.
We're going to do the whole album, yes.
Fantastic. And it's worth the listen, every single note, folks. We really appreciate having you on, Tim. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Quarter Peep, who do we have next week?
Yeah, all the way from Washington, we have Justin White.
We're looking forward to that as well. I think that's a wrap on what we've got for tonight. Again, I want to thank Tim Meegan Jr. of the 105s and the 105s, and wish you all the best tomorrow night, Tim. I hope the show goes great, and hope you have continued success. Thank you so much for sharing everything you have with us.
Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate the support. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, folks out there in podcast land, we thank you very much for listening and watching. Those of you that are seeing us on YouTube, tell your friends about the show. We have been really, really grateful for all of your support. If you have another band like Tim Meegan Jr. and the 105s that you'd like us to know about, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You can also get to know everything that we're doing on the web, our website, vehiclecitysound.com. We look forward to hearing from you all there. Thanks again for being a part of the show. And hey, everybody, be good.